Galatians chapter 1, verse 16. So let's go to the Lord in prayer. Almighty Father in heaven, so thankful, Lord God, for this Bible study, Lord. Lord, give us the knowledge to understand your word, Lord. But most of all, Lord, give us a heart, Lord, that we would live by thy word, Lord. Lord, as we study this, Lord, we pray, Lord, that he would teach us to be more like you, Lord, and walk in your footsteps, Lord, and no others, Lord. So thankful, Lord God, we have your word to study, that you have given it unto us, Lord. So thankful, Lord God, for my brothers and sisters in Christ, Lord. And just bless each and every one of us, Lord, and help us to understand. And let us be better Christians today than we was yesterday. In Jesus Christ's name, and amen. You know, Paul introduced himself there and teaching that he was called by God, not by man. And he'd teach us on down here that Paul was called even when he was in his mother's womb to be an apostle, to go and to go into the Gentiles and teach them and bring them to Christ. Okay, verse 16, to reveal his son in me, that I might preach him among the heathens. Immediately I conferred, not with flesh and blood. Now Paul went out to the heathens. They called the Gentiles the heathen people at that time. That's what the Gentiles was called. So Jesus, when God called him on his way to Damascus, he was to go into the Gentiles and teach them Christ and bring them to the Lord. Someone have some. Somebody have something, please speak up, a question. Neither went I up to Jerusalem to them which were apostles before me, but I went into Arab and returned again into Damascus. Now he went up to Jerusalem, not before the with the apostles, went before him, me, and he went there. And neither after 3 years I went up to Jerusalem to see Peter and abode with him 15 days. Now he was there for 3 years, and then he went up to Jerusalem to see Peter, and he abode there, stayed with him for 15 days. I think he went up there to really confront Peter about circumcision. But other of the apostles saw I none, save James, the Lord's brother. So he didn't see any of the other apostles when he went up there, but James. Now the things which I write unto you, behold, before God, I lie not. In other words, he's telling us that what he has written, God has gave to him. He didn't put nothing in this Bible, in his teachings, that God didn't give to him. So, you know, whenever we start to study, we should ask God to give us the wisdom that he wants us to have. Not what we want to have, but what he wants. Afterwards, I came into the region of Syria and Cilicia and was unknown by face unto the churches of Judah which were in Christ. He was unknown. People had never heard about Paul when he went in this place because he was unknown, he says. Even in the church of Judah. But they had heard only that he which persecuted us in time past now preaches the faith which once he destroyed. And that first word says unknown. It means that Paul hadn't went into them and stuff, but they had heard that he had persecuted the church. Could you imagine? I mean, we see people, and we see people do something wrong. Let's say I go to another church, and they don't preach what I thought was the truth. And would I judge them 10 years later for what they said 10 years ago? Couldn't they change just like Paul? Paul was a changed man. He completely changed. So, you know, when we say something about somebody, you know, the teachings of others, we should know and we should hear it for ourselves. Let's don't take second hand, but let's read the Bible and understand it, and then we know the truth. So we got to watch when we judge other people and stuff, because everybody can change. I've changed, you have changed since we've become Christians. And that's what we must do. That's what Christians does. When we follow after God, we change. We're not the person we used to be. Each and every one of us has got past. You know, we got things that we're ashamed of. I'm ashamed of some of the things I've done, some of the things I've said. So we got to change and we got to watch, and, you know, and especially when we start judging.
Was that a follow, I think he was preaching the baptism of John, and then Aquila and Priscilla took him aside and explained to him the baptism of the true teaching. He didn't know it.
Yeah.
And he changed and started doing what we want. That's what you're talking about there. And I think that's why we have to approach the scriptures. If we have been believing something isn't right, we need to be willing to
study it, yeah. Find out what is right or wrong.
You can understand what they would do too. Probably some of them lost relatives and things, and all been guilty of putting them in prison. Maybe they got killed over and all kind of things. So.
Now the people was baptized under him. Was they saved? I think he was. Yeah. It wasn't the people's fault. Yeah. You know what I mean? They believed and they trusted in Jesus Christ. Yes, he needed to be took off and corrected, and so he would get it right. Yeah. And that's what we should do. You know, if I go down to a church and they're teaching something I don't believe in, I shouldn't go out in the public and tell it. I should go to them and confront them and say, hey, you know, I don't think this is what it says.
That's one of the great challenges today. We've had 2,000 years of men changing the Word of God.
Yep.
Turn this a little bit, change one word. They go right back to the beginning where Satan put that one little word, that not in there. You won't die. God says you die, you're not going to die.
Yes.
That's all it takes to change the scripture. One word added to it or one word taken away.
Yep. That means everything. But they hear only that he which persecuted us in time past now preaches the faith which once he destroyed. And they glorify God in me. You know, it's telling them there, you know, they wanted to follow Paul after he learned what he was teaching and stuff, that he was teaching the truth now. He had changed. So, you know, anybody could change. If I could change, anybody could change. Then 14 years after I went up again to Jerusalem with Barnabas and took Titus with me. Now 14 years, it was 14 years since he had been to Jerusalem, and he took Barnabas and went up, or Barnabas and Titus with him. And why did he take them too? Some of them didn't want to follow after Paul because Paul didn't believe in the circumcision. And I went up by revelations and communicated into them that gospel which I preach among the Gentiles, but privately to them which were a reputation, lest by any means I should run or had run in vain. In other words, Paul is saying here, I went up by revelations, meaning he was sent and communicating into them. In other words, he teached the gospel unto them among the Gentiles, privately to them which were of reputation, lest by any means I should run or had run in vain. But neither Titus, who was with me, being a Greek, was compelled to be circumcised. In other words, Titus was not circumcised at that time. He was not compelled. In other words, he could have been circumcised, but it wasn't because he had to be. You know, that's what we're getting into. And you know, and Paul, if you look back, when Jesus said, if you keep one of the old laws, what must you do? You must keep them all. So if you don't live by the old law under circumcision, you know, wouldn't you have to keep everything under the old law? So Christ would be no good for them. Christ come to make a better way, and they didn't want to accept this. I had a person tell me that he didn't believe the New Testament. He lives by the old law. And I asked him, I said, well, I said, do you offer sacrifices? No. I said, shouldn't you? If you're going to live by the old law, you got to keep it all. You know, where's the New Testament or where you live by the Old Testament? You got to keep the full law. It was no good, was it, for him? But neither Titus, who was with me, being a Greek, was compelled to be circumcised. And that because a false brother, unaware, brought in, who came improperly to spy out our liberties, which you have in Christ, that they might bring us into bondage. It means that they was people come in to spy, to see what they was teaching, so they could try to destroy what they are building.
That liberty there, that makes me think of James. In James, he talked about the law of liberty. That's something there. They're following the law of Moses and the law of liberty, so what's in with that? And a lot of people don't understand what really the law of liberty is. Christ has a law, and that's the law of liberty. You get to make some choices here, but you're supposed to be following Christ, and that's a choice you should make, whatever he would teach you.
You know, you kind of can, I can kind of understand. It was a big change for these people. Had lived under an old law. They was brought up and they was taught an old law, and they didn't want to give it up. You know, we're kind of the same way. You know, we can do things, even the job you work at. It's hard for, they come in and say, we're going to make changes. It's hard to set them changes when you had done them for 20 years. You know, it's completely different. And they didn't want to change. The law was dead when Christ died up on the cross. That's when it come to cease, and it should have been no more. But these people lived all their life, you know, under that old law, and they didn't want to give up. You know, some of them was upper age, you know. They probably had, you know, lived under the old law for 40, 50 years. Well, they more or less had to have somebody to teach it to them. And that's the reason when Christ came, he went out teaching and he picked the apostles to go out. That's what Christ is talking about when he died. He could go out in all the world and let them know. To him we gave place by subjection. No, not in error, that the truth of the gospel might continue with you. But of these who seem to be somewhat, whatsoever they were, it maketh no matter to me. God accepts no man, person, for they who seem to be somewhat in confidence, adding nothing. You know, here Paul is telling them, you know, God will accept the people. You know, and you get, when you become a Christian, you saying, I will obey you, not man. And, you know, and when Christ, like I said, when Christ died, circumcision come to an end. Just like everything else in the Old Testament, it's a history book for us. It teaches us, is it important? Is the Old Testament important? Very, very important to us. You know, it gives us a lot of history. It teaches how God created all of heaven and earth. You know, we learn all these things from the Old Testament. And it brings us closer to God by us having this. But now, since Christ came and did, you know, it's completely different. We live by the teachings of him. See, the Jews also had trouble because Jews was God's people. Now Paul's coming and he's bringing the Gentiles in, you know, and when we become Christ, we become just like Jews. God loves us just as much as he loves them now. And, you know, and they couldn't understand this. Yeah, they didn't want to accept the Gentiles, no matter what the Gentiles would do and stuff. They didn't want to accept them because they thought, well, God's just for us. But God's for all. But counterwise, when they saw that the gospel of the uncircumcision was uncommitted unto me, as the gospel of the circumcision was unto Peter. In other words, God, when Christ called him, he told him to go into the Gentiles, and he was taught that circumcision, you did not have to be circumcised. But Peter was taught by God that they had to be circumcised because they lived under the old law. For he that, somebody have something? For he that wrought effectively in Peter to the apostleship of the circumcision, the same was mighty in me towards the Gentiles. Now, Peter was taught when he went into the Jews, he must be circumcised. Now, Paul was taught when he went into the Gentiles, they didn't necessarily have to be. They could be. A lot of the apostles got circumcised. Why did they, and they didn't believe in it. But why did they do it? So they could go into the Jews and the Jews would accept them. And that's the reason they was. It would be hard to lead somebody to Christ if they didn't believe in you, at your teachings. You know, and if, so, you know, you should believe in the teachings of the minister that you have. But you got to make sure he does teach the truth. And when James, Cephas, and John, who seems to be pillars, perceived this grace that was given to me, he gave to me and Barnabas the right hand of fellowship, that we should go into the brothers and they into the circumcision. Now these people accepted Paul's teachings on circumcision here. We'll find out some of these would go in with Paul and they would eat with the Gentiles and stuff. But if somebody walked in, they would get up and leave so they wouldn't be seen. In other words, they would go eat with them, but they didn't want the Jewish people to know that they went and ate with the Gentiles because of the circumcision, because they believed that they had to be circumcised. Only they would that we should remember the poor, the same which I also was for to do. Now, we should always remember the poor, and we should always have a hand reaching out to the poor. We should do that, you know, because God is one that gives to us, and he's telling us we should always remember the poor. Think what they're going through and stuff, and, you know, we should always do these things. Why should we give to the poor? Because God gives it to us. You know, the more we help people, I honestly believe with all my heart, the more God will give you. You know, if you will do what's right and stuff, we wouldn't have millionaires. We wouldn't have billionaires. I'm sorry, people, but they would be helping the poor. Help the homeless. Help you with veterans.
Sometimes you see what money is spent on it.
Yes.
Tragedy. What is it James said about the poor, their attitude apparently at that time? I think he probably saw all these things. More or less, they said that, well, we'll pray for you, you'll be filled.
Yes.
You're going your way, we're not going to help you, but we'll pray for you. And that attitude where they didn't give them anything to eat. or whatever they needed here today to survive.
Yes, it don't matter, you know, if they need clothes, we should clothe them. If they need food, we should feed them. You know, if they need a ride, we should, you know, get a ride.
What comes down to what's the basic things you need to survive? First thing would be food. And then after that, you need clothing and shelter.
You know, I was on my way to the doctor here. Oh, it's been probably a month ago. And Mary Rosie's going in, and this woman got out, and she flagged this truck down, this truck stopped. And the truck just, you know, stopped for just a little bit and went on. She's out waving her hands, hollering, help me, help me. So I pull up and stop. She said she needed a ride. I tell her, get in. I said, where you want to go? Tom's Ice Cream Bowl. I said, okay. So we took her up there and dropped her off. There's people told me, oh, you should have never done it. Should have never done it. You know, that's just the Christian way. Now, I agree, you can't pick everybody up and stuff. But that woman, she seemed desperate. I don't know why, but we took her up. You know, she got off and we went on her way.
There's all kinds of things, but you'll be careful. You'll be careful. If it's a man and a woman, you have to be careful with things there, what can happen if that's nobody's with you on things. And I think I've been lied to and scammed an awful lot helping people. Seeing some men that way, they just go around scamming people and find out later that they weren't telling the truth. But you've got to go with what you think. That's, I was taking some heavy medication when I was on the interstate. In fact, I came along and had this story all about how bad he was. I ended up giving him everything I had with me. He didn't have a lot, but I gave him everything. And I got thinking about it, and the story told me the state patrol, you know, reported all that, and stole all his money, and didn't have any place to stay. His daughter, the wife, went in the car up the road, and all these things. And called the state patrol and said, you know that, he didn't give him anything. He just said that guy goes around and does that all the time. They're trying to catch him. You know, it's just that type of thing. You can't keep that from happening sometimes.
Yes, but I would rather give it to him and not to give it to somebody that needed it. I would feel worse over not helping somebody really need help.
Yeah, what you're saying,
over somebody using me.
If the story were true, then you're the one.
I would feel worse if I knew it. I agree. I mean, stuff. Well, we better close. Thank you.